Well, here we are, last episode, as we think about Will Smith and Chris Rock. We've had a lot of conversation around Will Smith and Chris Rock and who did what and who should have did what, but we have yet to mention Jada.
Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
I feel like if I mention Jada, she's going to come from out of some genie bottle somewhere and
Did you see that movie, Set It Off?
Oh, I love Set It Off.
You're going to love it even more if you come at her life wrong.
That's right. But, you know, where was Jada in all of this? I mean, does Jada even hold a responsibility for Will? Okay.
I thought
you were going to let me answer. Or do you want to speak for women, too? Because, you know, mansplaining is a thing. But
you know what? It's been a long month. And I've been, you know, folks been blaming people for every damn thing. You know, are we going to blame the cameraman, too?
Yep. We should have blamed the cameraman for not cutting off the lights and camera when he saw him get up there. But
he knew that man was going to do something. I don't know why he pointed that camera. It's his fault. I don't know what camera school he was at.
I don't know why he didn't stop him. He had more of a responsibility.
What kind of cameraman is he?
But when I think about Jada in this situation, you know, Jada initially rolled her eyes and you could tell she was like not pleased with that joke at all. And you know, Jada has really, with her Red Table Talk show, I've seen it a couple of times, but what I do know is that Jada is very much an open book. Jada seems like one of those folks like you would want to kick it with, like she'll look at you intensely and like, I don't know, she just looks like she's an intense woman. She looks intense, and I don't know if it's because she hung out with Tupac, I don't know.
I was going to say that. You beat me to that punchline.
That's because she used to hang out with Tupac, and Tupac was an intense man. So, and their love for each other, you know, I just think ultimately, like, Jada is a force to be reckoned with. I've loved her work, and I love her as a woman. I think she has definitely opened up. She has allowed people to take a peek into her life. And I don't care who you are. That is a lot of pressure. That is a lot of pressure. And so we all know that she had that entanglement scandal, and they, Will Smith and Jada, are very open about having an open relationship and how they view marriage, you know, that they love each other and they will always have each other's back. But there isn't that sense of you're mine and I'm yours. Like I own you. You can't own anybody in the relationship, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking about Jada and how she has opened her family up to honest conversation. But, you know, even with honest conversation, there's this intense pressure and scrutiny that has come with it. And so I just wonder how much of that is weighing heavy on their relationship now. And so what role did Jada have to play in protecting Will or stopping Will or guiding Will? And really, quite frankly, I don't think she had a role at all. You know, sometimes we watch our loved ones go through their cycles. It's like watching teenagers. You can't stop teenagers from being teenagers. You can set the rules. You can set the expectations. But ultimately, our kids are going to be who they are. Now, our role is, especially as mothers, is that when you go out there in the world and whatever you bring back or you do, I'm going to be right here to support you. I'm going to correct you, but I'm going to correct you with love. And I feel that wasn't her job to stop him. Really, quite frankly, I don't think she, I know she didn't know he was about to do that.
Because she would have stopped him.
She would have stopped him. I think if she had known he was going to do that, she would have stopped him. But she didn't know. She probably thought it was a joke, too. And then when it happened, I think when she finally got the magnitude of it, she was like, oh, OK. All right. this is where my baby is. This is where my man is. This is, mm-hmm. this is where he is. And, you know, I would think after that happened, like, you got to sit through the whole show after that. Ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What is the comfort level of having to sit through another hour and a half of what just happened?
You know, actually, she wasn't really sitting that close to him. Did you notice that?
I don't think anybody was, though. Was anybody sitting that close to him?
You got to watch. You got to roll tape. The sister with the beautiful hair and the glowing skin was sitting right next to him. She was in arm's reach of him. Jada wasn't. Jada was in a pretty good distance away from him. So when people say, oh, she could have stopped him, what's she going to do? She had arms of Shaq, Shaquille. She going to reach over there and just grab him like that? This woman's short. She's 5-something-something. She wasn't going to go up on stage. What's she going to go up on stage? Now, Will, now you need to sit your butt down. Come on now. Let's go home. No. She was sitting at that end. I think she was in shock like everybody else.
And Will isn't her child. He is not to be controlled. He is his own man. You know, he is his own being and person. So her role, and even as just a Black woman, you know, who has birthed Black boys and has a father and has a ex-husband and has Black men who have been in her life, my role isn't to control.
So Jada don't have a sense of responsibility to take care of her man? Is that what you're saying?
After the fact. Now, what I'm saying is that in his moment, you got to just watch him roll. But what happens after? You know, that nurturing, nourishing, supportive part is where you come in. And that's the make or break piece.
What about Stand By Your Man? That's a song. You're supposed to do that. Because a lot of folks on Facebook, and some of them are women, and said, you know, Jada could have came up there. She should have stopped her man. She would have went up. If that would have been them, they would have went up there and got their man, and then they would have left.
What does Jada look like running up in her tight dress, beautiful green emerald dress, trying to chase after Will? Then we really would have been like, is this a skit?
According to some people, that's what a good woman would do.
No.
Support absolutely. Her Black brother.
Mm-mm.
She should have been, you know, up there swinging on him. I heard somebody was in, like, Jada should have been up there putting hands on him, too. It's like,
absolutely not. So all the family can lose their dignity. So the whole family can lose their dignity. So not just Will, but Jada now become the clowns of the town.
Man, there's so much stuff out there that, you know, that one there got me. I said, man, what a fiasco. Can you imagine Jada going up there? Will slap him, and then she put the stilettos on him. You know, it's like, okay, where are these folks coming from? Man, ain't nobody finna get up, and you're not on the street going to Will.
I'm not finna get up there and scrap. If Will needs my help, then he doesn't know how to fight. He knows, look, if you bold enough to go over there and slap him, you better be bold enough to take whatever comes after that, because I'm going to support you in your decision from the sideline, and whatever happens, I will. That's almost like that episode of Martin when Martin went in the ring with who was it?
Dragon
was it
a man? Joe.
No. When he went in the boxing ring and he sat there and got beat all up, and then his head got swole at the end, and Gina was at the end like nurturing his big swole head, talking about, so you had him, baby. You had him. You had him. He was like, did you see me? Is it bad? She was like, it ain't that bad, you know. I mean, you got this. Sometimes loving, the hardest love is watching people you love make bad decisions. We watch our teenagers do it all the time. And that's the hardest love.
I'm telling my wife, if I'm getting ready to do some stupid stuff, please get in the way and stop me from doing it.
Say it, no. Oh, I cannot see her little bitty self running after you slapping somebody. Hey. She'll nurture you. My role as the woman, especially as a Black woman, is to nurture you after you have put yourself in such a critical situation. Now, if I know you're about to go whoop somebody's butt, I'm going to talk you out of it. I'm not going to sit here and say, yeah, baby, go beat him up. You know, if I see that you're about to put yourself in harm's way, absolutely. But Jada, that wasn't the case for Jada. She didn't see it coming. She didn't see it coming.
You know, it's this thing is, you know, what makes me mad about this whole situation is, not mad, but just disappointed in people. You know, I get tired of folks saying, if I would have been there, I would have did that. Or I would have did X, Y, and Z. If I was Jada, I would have did a karate chop on him or something like that. But
I don't know what you would do.
Hey, exactly. In front of all them people dressed in your good gown, I was like, this suit is made by Gucci. Lucci,
Fratano, I don't know. But what I do know is you don't, what I have, I try to stay away from the word never. Stay away from definitive words. Stay away from always, never. You'll never, ever catch me. I always, stay away from those words. And I've learned to phrase it of, there might be a chance. Mm-hmm. I work around the premise of catch me at a good time and you might get a different reaction from Asia on Monday versus a Sunday.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you will do. You don't know what you will do in those situations. Your fight, flight, and freeze response might trigger you to do absolutely nothing do everything.
But from a Black female perspective, you know,
I wasn't going to do nothing then. I wasn't going to do nothing then.
What's the deepest, you know, if you can like kind of, I hate I'm going to say this word, but kind of speculate, what's the deeper narrative here from Jada's perspective?
She has to stand by her man. The hardest thing you can do when you love somebody is stand by them while they are going through their journey. And she is standing by him all the way. I mean, they've been through worse. They've been through hard situations. This is just another hard situation within their relationship, but it's not one that they can't get over. And so really, Jada watching her partner, you know, have an acute mental health crisis, but still nurturing him and not berating him, not belittling him, not making him feel like he's stupid, but being able to understand, empathize, show compassion, and just being gentle with him. Whoa, what was that about, babe? You okay? Come here. Come here. I love you. Come here. Come here. Come here. We got this. We got this. You know, that is the piece. That's when we talk about the Black man and his stressors and everything that he goes through and the role of the Black woman or the Black partner, we'll just put out there, just partner, your partner, period. Their role is to be supportive, you know, and hear me, supportive does not mean not acknowledging, but supportive does not mean you sign off on their bad decisions. You can be supportive while also having accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Both can live in the same realm. So, hey, violence is never the answer. Are you okay? You know, I hear why you did that. That's not how we operate as a family.
Mm.
I love you. What do you need from me? So I can still hold you accountable, but still be sensitive enough to know that I've got your back.
Wow, that was powerful. I have to say.
Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I felt all warm and toasty. And so, yeah, Mama, I'm validated.
But that's what you should feel, because Black men or men, period. I'll just say men, period. You know, there's this expectation that there is no room for emotion. There's no room for mistake. There's no room that even as a leader, you're not going to misstep. And that's really what sends you over the edge, because there is no room.
Mm-hmm.
But if I create space in between those missteps, and I let you know that when you do, I'm still here, then it makes it feel safe to walk through the world and not feel like everything is on eggshells.
Man, that's, you're good. I say that?
I'm doing a happy dance, y'all.
You nailed that. You nailed that home. I mean, it's, yeah. So when you are putting on these, how to support your man seminars, when is that coming up?
Oh, you know what? I'm so glad that you... wait a minute. Hold up. I'm so glad that you said that because I am in the works. I'm putting in the works of creating these healing retreats for couples and families where we talk about what does holistic wellness look like, but also having workshops and seminars with couples, with families, with mothers and daughters and sons and da-da, and helping to understand the gentleness around loving each other, but holding accountability and values and morals can still exist and be there. And how can we support each other as we walk through life without it always being reprimanding and wagging the finger of you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Can I bring Will and Jada to this? If, you know, I'm going to reach out to them and say, hey.
Man, I'm waiting on Jada to bring this Red Table Talk conversation to the platform. I'm waiting for her to talk about what, you know, what's going on. So we're going to wait for her on their own time if they ever decide to talk about this. But if they don't, that's fine too, because it's none of our business.
No. I don't need any kind of explanation. I'm good.
I do.
You
I
know,
need an explanation.
I don't need, let them do them. I mean, what I'm looking at is like how beautiful this conflict resolution is playing out and how folks are doing the work. So the incident happened. Now it's time to grow, see what the possibilities are. You know, even like you think about it when a lightning bolt hits a tree and they set the whole forest on fire. After everything burns down and after a few years or even a few days, I mean, you'll see a peak of green coming up through the forest floor. It's always, even in the middle of a crisis, there are always opportunity for renewal. And I think people, you know, in general, forget about that. You know, they get so bogged down as, I'm not that bad of a person. Look at them. Mm. It's like, no, this is not what we should be doing. And this whole notion of violence, oh, I'm so appalled. That was so violent. No, that actually, if that's your standard for violence, you've been living under a rock. You know, all the movies that and all the other things, violent things in this world, I think on the violent scale, that's probably a 0.5, if that's the violence you can get. And we've seen destructions of people attacking countries, you know, not to mention the violence that's happening in Africa. And now in Europe, the violence in video games, the singing of violence. I mean, we sing about violence and people are like, oh, that was so violent. I'm so appalled. Well, you got somebody on the whole rap. You know, and not knocking the hustle of the rap game, please. I love my rap music. I am one of the, I grew up with hip hop, but they sing about some pretty gory stuff too. And some of this rock and roll, the old school rock and roll stuff definitely sung about some violent stuff. So what are people talking about that, you know, yeah, I was so appalled with the violence.
It's an opportunity to take up in arms on where you stand in the world. Yep. I love how we can decide what is what, how we define what is what. And we all get to make our own definition. So,
a you world know, of hypocrites.
It,
that's what that's, man. We do it better than anybody else. Look at
that's
you.
True.
Look
that's
at
true.
You.
Look at you. Look at you. And even when Kathy Griffin, I think she made a comment about, you know, how appalled she was, but let's not forget that she had a whole picture of holding a severed Donald Trump's head in a picture. How violent was that?
Really, really violent.
Very violent. So
while baking a cake.
So, I mean, based on who holds the power and privilege is the one who gets to define what's violent and what's, you know, what's good and what's bad. And so, you know, we're a bunch of hypocrites. And we're all sitting up here making our own judgments instead of sweeping around our own porch and not causing our own mess.
Can we just stop? Anything that I want to say in this last episode, everybody just stop.
Mm.
It's okay. Something happened. they're dealing with their issues. It doesn't help with keep this thing going on social media or whatever. You know, just stop, man. Really focus on what are you going to learn from that situation? You know, for me as a Black male, it's like, hey, this emotional isolation is a thing and we can't tolerate. I can't allow my boys to do that. I can't do it. And we need to have a sense of awareness around it when we're in emotional isolation.
So I think a couple of key takeaways here are love is not violent. Black men, and I say men in general, but Black men especially have a lot of emotional layers that have not been addressed and have not been touched. We are all susceptible to splitting from ourselves. And most importantly, whatever kind of relationship you are in, the hardest thing about loving someone is watching them fall or have a moment of weakness. But the strength of that is the ability to nurture them while still holding accountability. So, man, let's just woosah everybody.
Yeah, take a deep breath. You know what? My takeaway is when somebody, even in your rage, you know, unhappy, somebody can show you some love and compassion and forgiveness. And man, does that feel good. Take it, soak it in. People need to practice it all the time. Thanks, Dr. Asia, for that beautiful story. I love that.
All right. Well, then that's where we end. Until next time, everybody, we will see you on The Colors of Relationships. Take it easy. Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships. And find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.